Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. Here I teach from over 30 years of experience educating leaders on how to expand their performance and deepen their well-being. So we're going to continue today with the topic I spoke about yesterday, the nature of moods. I'll start with a story. I was teaching at one of the top-ranked business schools in Scandinavia, and a participant said on a Monday, was the middle day of a three-day program. He said, "Thank you so much for teaching us about moods on Friday. I had a very different weekend with my family," he said. And I said, "Great, tell me more." And then he went on to say that I learned on Friday that my moods go up and down. And that when my mood is down, I don't see myself or others clearly. And I noticed over the weekend moments where my mood had dropped, and then I did not initiate any conversations with my wife or my kids. In the past, I opened my mouth and we had fights at home on the weekend. Often, actually. But I picked up on Friday that I should be very careful when my mood is low, and that completely transformed my weekend. Because I also noticed moods go up and down, so a few hours later I was in a better mood and I can have conversation and everybody was just, you know, happy around me. That's yesterday's lesson. You're welcome to go back and listen to it, where I explained more about the nature of moods and how they go up and down for human beings over time. There's an American psychologist who says something great about moods. He says, "The key to a rich life is to be grateful for your highs and be graceful in your lows." And what it means is that when you are in a low mood, be graceful with yourself and others. Don't try to fix the mood. Don't work hard on yourself to be in the better mood. Sometimes I cannot change my mood, although I studied this topic for decades. We simply need to be graceful, and the mood will alter by itself over time. Today I want to go deeper in what happens when you and I are in low moods. I'll ask a few questions, you just notice what response comes up for you, and we'll go from there, right? So when you or I or any human being are in a low mood, how do we feel? Well, we feel feelings that aren't so pleasant. We feel frustrated, irritated, hopeless, alone, abandoned, sad, grumpy, annoyed, impatient, irritated, whatever. These kinds of feelings start to rise. And feelings are a really good indicator of what mood you're in. When you're in high moods, you don't feel that way. Now, more interestingly, your level of mood also determines your quality of thinking for the most part. When you are in a low mood, are you more problem-oriented or solution-oriented? Are you more problem-oriented or possibility-oriented? Most people say, "Well, I'm more problem-oriented when I'm in low mood." Cool. Do you feel more hopeless or more hopeful when you're in a low mood? Well, probably more hopeless. Do you feel more of a team spirit and deep connection with other people when you're in a low mood? Or are you more prone to feel a little lonely and isolated and alone with your problems? Well, most people feel a bit more disconnected and alone than truly connected and belonging when the mood goes down. Your time span then, do you get more into long-term perspective or short-term perspective when you are in a low mood? Well, most people, they get more short-term. We don't think, don't worry, in a couple of years' time, the blah, blah, blah. Or it's hard to create visions and long-term thinking when your mood is low. You want to solve it now. I could go on and describe how your thinking is affected by the mood and how we don't get really healthy thinking when the mood is low. Yet, most of us do the same mistake. We start to overthink when the mood is low. If we could, I'll recommend, don't think when you're in a low mood. Just relax, be graceful. No problem solving, no difficult conversations, no judging yourself when your mood is low. It's hard enough to have some conversation when moods are high and healthy. What to do then? Well, Be graceful. Be kind to yourself. You might ask the question, would something help with my mood right now? And then something might come up to do. Not like a recipe, but you might take a walk, you might take a rest, you might have a glass of water, you might eat a fruit. You might share with somebody how you feel, but don't slip into problem solving. And for sure, I wish I'd learned earlier in life not to start conversations with other people about problems we shared. Because what I know, when a person in a low mood speaks to another person in a low mood, they are more prone to blame and make wrong than they are to find solutions. Are you more responsible or less responsible when you are in a low mood? Well, you look for yourself. So, the more you and I can learn to recognize the signs of a low mood and be graceful in those moments, we have much better damage control and there is less stuff to clean up in our relationships from acting out when we probably had been wiser for being a little more graceful. So thanks for listening. I'll do this podcast mostly daily. You're welcome back anytime, where I share from decades of training tens of thousands of leaders, things that I hope are valuable and impactful for anybody listening. So thanks for listening and welcome back anytime.